I'd say we're only getting 20% of houses answering, but we're getting through them.
Yeah.
We don't have enough people to do the whole constituency, so we're sticking to areas where my vote was highest last time and leafleting the rest.
Okay. Yeah, you've got a pretty massive constituency, a lot of ground to cover, huge amount of houses.
Massive. There's 33,000 houses in the constituency. How are you doing, Paul Gogarty?
I'm helping you.
How are you? Have you made up your mind?
Green Party TD Paul Gogarty admits he's fighting for the last seat in the Dublin Midwest constituency. Having romped home in the last general election, Paul admits his party's decision to go into government with Fianna Fáil has severely dented his popularity with those who voted for him before. And he came across one such woman early in the day's canvassing.
You would have had two number ones here the last time, Paul.
As I've heard from a lot of people.
Not a chance.
Why?
Your deputy stag was a big mistake.
Yeah, which I did apologise for.
The hot press articles, all of that is not the representation we were voting for.
I've been recorded as punching above my weight in education. All the teaching unions thanked me for my work in reversing education cuts.
Okay, what party were you a member of?
I'm a member of the Green Party.
Were you
proud to be so? Yes.
And despite her anger, he persisted in talking to his constituent for almost half an hour.
I want to vote because people believe that Paul Gogarty is an honest person who does his best.
Sometimes one doing one's best is not good enough.
We stayed in to make the tough decisions, even though we knew it was akin to electoral suicide. And we did that because we believed it. Because I want to look my kids in the eye in 10 years' time and say, look, your dad did what he thought was best.
I want to look my kids in the eye and hope they're still here.
Maybe I'll never persuade you, but...
Never.
Some people would be surprised at the amount of time you spent with someone who was clearly saying no.
Maybe it was a waste of futile time, but I at least wanted to give it the respect of engaging with her rather than saying, oh, there's one of those, well, you went in with Fianna Fáil crew, so let's just fuck her and move on.
Despite the rough start, it wasn't all no's.
How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Are you from this constituency as well?
I'm from next door.
Oh, next door.
We're having a gossip.
What's your view on political situation this time? What's going to swing
so
your vote?
Greed and so much lies and
backhanders.
I mean,
we
what can we do?
Like,
what
Greens,
can we do, though?
Well, keep voting Green for starters, because we were about 2 weeks short of the corporate donations ban.
I personally think Paul is very good. I think he works very hard in the community. And I have voted for him before. And as he said, the only thing that would put me off is the Greens with Fianna Fáil.
Yeah, they've been sullied with the...
Yeah, they have.
This time round, because of the Fianna Fáil backlash we are getting, we're more fighting for our seats. Like, I was the top vote getter in Lucan last time. So I'm asking for your number one. You can't afford to hemorrhage so many votes just by dint of being in Fianna Fáil. So it really is. If people think I'm better than Fianna Fáil, they have to give me the ones to stay ahead of Fianna Fáil.
Juliette Gash, Today FM News.